The views expressed on the Big Shiny podcast do not express the views of Big Shiny Robot as a whole, its subsidiaries, or its sponsors.
And the Big Shiny podcast contains coarse language like
penis butt.
Listener discretion is advised.
Hey man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
Welcome to Big Shiny Robot.
Avengers music.
Totes.
All right, welcome to the latest episode of the Big Shiny Podcast. Say I don't know what? If we can call that because I'm outnumbered here.
Sucker.
Hello, Big Shiny Sweetie Podcast.
That's right. This is like the Big Sweetie Podcast.
What's up, Big Sweetie?
I want to be shiny too.
That's your nickname.
The Big Shiny Sweetie Podcast.
You're Big Sweetie.
I'm Big Sweetie.
You're like the pimp daddy.
Pimp daddy pimp.
So...
This is hard not having like my own microphone.
I know. I'm sorry. We went for
it's
the
really
easy
nice
setup
over
for this.
Here.
Yeah.
You guys gonna?
Well, you know what?
Danielle's just gonna talk when
brush
they're...
you.
You guys are getting awful close over there.
That's right. Me and Danielle, we're cool. Come on.
We are.
Danielle can't get too close to me. She'll get gluten in.
I know. I don't want to get gluten.
I told you guys, Heather Ackley is the only one that gets the gluten thing. I want to see
Heather,
doctor's
Danielle
notes.
Danielle does too.
I do too.
I don't. Do you want to I see can eat gluten all I
no,
want?
No, I want to see a doctor's note. No,
I can eat gluten. I don't have a doctor. I had to fire my doctor.
Eat gluten all I want.
You just choose not to?
Yeah. Well, except for now.
God, I fucking love gluten.
I miss
You know
gluten.
What I can't have, though, is dairy.
I can have all of it.
I'm lactose intolerant.
You know what?
Cheese, yes. If I eat Cold Stone, I get fucked.
Tyson, you know what you should do? Do you take digestive enzymes?
I do.
You do?
Like, I do actually.
Do you take it when you eat
I
like,
actually,
dairy?
Heather probably doesn't remember this, but a couple years ago I asked her, you know, what's your,
what's your
called?
Secret?
What's your brand of choice as far as like, you know, natural supplements and
shit? What's your supplement of choice?
Yeah. Well, the brand, you know, like.
So what is your supplement of choice?
What's it called?
Is it horny goat weed?
It's like, it's the white bottle. It's kind of got the rainbow logo.
That's the one I get.
Centrum.
No, it's not Centrum.
No, it's that's the one I take.
You know what I'm talking
about,
though, right?
Yeah.
Centrum Senior.
It's not fucking Centrum. What is your problem? It is not Centrum.
Solaray.
I think that's it. Anyway, sure. I am Tyson hosting this podcast.
Because you need lactase to break down the lactose.
Which I don't have, apparently.
Yeah.
And joining me this week is Rebecca and Danielle from the Hello Sweetie podcast.
Sup, bitches.
Sup, y'all.
Hey, boners.
And Lucas will be joining us shortly.
Maybe.
Jimmy got held up at work. Kylie's in Colorado seeing some goddamn concert. And it's Tom and Anna's anniversary, so they're not here.
Happy anniversary, kids.
What concert?
I don't remember.
Wait, get a handle on your people, Tyson.
Well, you know, he asked for some time off. I gave him the time off. That's the way it works. So, we are recording live from Matagogo's Geek group art show. We are surrounded by lightsabers and big shiny robots and
Mars Attacks,
Mario, Kick-Ass, Grease, Star Wars in general, Spider-Man, all that shit. So if you have never been to Matagogo, I highly encourage you to come.
It's my favorite. I love the furniture.
The furniture is the best. And
I want to outfit my house in the furniture.
There's these really cute little pillows that are, like, mustard-colored, and they have, like, little bats sewn on them. It's so cute.
You should buy them.
I really want them, but I'm poor.
Yo, dog, I heard you liked your Doctor Who theme song.
Oh, yeah, they've played this, like, 5 times now.
Ah, yeah.
Every time it gets me jacked.
It gets
no,
you
th-
what?
Know.
No, thank you. No,
gets you what?
You know.
Nope, I don't want to.
Fine. How's Andrew?
He's good. He's LARPing.
He's LARPing
yeah.
tonight?
Yeah.
Where does he LARP at?
Who knows?
You don't know where he LARPs at?
No, not really.
He's just like, babe, I'm going LARPing?
And I'm like, okay, have fun.
No, walks but like, out it's with one, his sword and...
But it's one of like, there's every now and then they'll have this event where it goes until like 4 a.m.
Shut the fuck up.
And so
up.
He won't get back until like 6 a.m. Because he like helps run it,
you know,
right?
There's a lot of like girlfriends, wives, whatever, boyfriends... That, like, if their significant other came back at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, they'd be like, where the fuck have you been?
Whatever, I like but my me time.
You're like, you know, I've had some me time. You've been out hitting dudes with foam swords. We're good.
Yeah.
But he's also been LARPing, so...
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know where he's at.
LARPing.
Where can you LARP until 5 o'clock in the morning?
Castle of Chaos.
Oh, really?
If you know the owner, who also LARPs.
The Woods.
The Woods.
The Woods, yeah. No, in the summers, they have, like, a reserved campsite all summer out, like, on the outskirts of Tooele.
I want to go to one of his LARPing things one day.
Yeah, I went once.
Not
She
great.
Has a joke about it.
I do have a joke about it. I also peed on my pants, because it's out in the woods, and the porta-potty was gone, and my pants were extra flowy.
Are you not good at peeing outdoors?
No, I'm not. I don't go camping often.
You should get better.
Why, though?
I mean, for LARPing.
Okay.
I mean, the person you're with right now, the person that you, like, share your life with.
Yeah, but he's, like, he's also not...
Not you, Danielle.
No. Like, that's right. She doesn't communicate with me.
And I get that we're supposed to share our life, right? But he could also be here podcasting with us.
He could.
So, touche.
Does he listen to your podcast?
Nope.
Does he listen to my podcast?
Sure. Bigger Pockets podcast that you also host.
I don't host that fucking
you
podcast.
You sound exactly
I
like
don't
the host.
I host that goddamn podcast. I know nothing about real estate. Nothing.
You want to learn some?
No, I don't want to learn something. Because clearly I know everything because I host this other podcast. Anyway. All right. So.
You literally just said you don't know anything.
I don't. Let's talk about the Avengers.
Yes, finally.
Rebecca, you haven't had an opportunity to talk about it.
No,
you've missed
I haven't.
The last couple episodes of Hello Sweetie, I understand.
Yes, I was at a beer festival in Canada.
That's right, you were in Canada.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was Canada.
Are they just like us?
Yeah, except like they're really apologetic about everything. We went to the seminar at the beer festival. Oh, Burns. She's going to slap you.
Who are you texting right now? Is it someone's going to dick you down proper?
So, at the beer festival?
Yes. I'm glad Rebecca's here to bring it home.
We went to a seminar. It was supposed to be like, let's learn about beer, or so we thought. And it started a little bit late, and we nearly died laughing when the guy hosting it walks in apologizing. And we're like, this is what we came for!
What was the seminar
Sorry.
About?
It was called, like, Beer 101, but it was really just a guy talking about the different breweries in Alberta. Spoiler alert, there's like 5.
You know, if Andrew would ever like to brew some beer, I brew some beer.
Once we get a home, we're gonna start doing that.
May I recommend Salt City Brew Supply?
No, because I would recommend Beer Nut, where I used to work.
I fucking hate the Beer Nut.
I used to
I
work
remember
there.
We had this conversation care. Before.
We've had this conversation. Those guys were jerks to me.
I'm sorry. How started. Many years ago?
Probably 8.
I'm sure
yeah,
if you went back.
Years ago.
No, but Salt. All right, here's the thing. Salt City Brew Supply. They're closer to me, just proximity wise, anyway. And every time I go in there. The guys are super nice, will chat me up. When I went into Beer Nut, and I'm not saying...
The one time 8 years ago?
Well, no. I actually went there several times. The last time I went there, I kind of had enough. Because they'd always been kind of like cold to me, you know? Because I was new at it. I was totally new, didn't know what I was doing. But I wanted to get into it, and I wanted help. And they treated me like they were a bunch of assholes to me. And so after that, Salt City Brew Supply opened up. And they, like, I walked in there, and they're like, oh, you're getting into it? Awesome. Let's talk about it. And I spent, like, an hour and a half in there just bullshitting with this guy and got everything set up. So, you know, when you have that experience, and
sure.
I'm not saying anyone that works there currently is an asshole. You know, I'm sure they've had some turnover, but anyway.
Okay.
So, let's talk about the Avengers, though.
Yeah. I liked it.
Come on.
I kind of liked it. Do you know what, like, the thing is? There were parts of it that I fucking loved. I loved so much of it. But then there were other things that completely just pulled me out, and I... Mm-mm.
So, on a scale of, like, 1 to 10, what would the two of you give the movie?
I would give it, like, a 6.5. Like, to
about a 6.
6.5, 7.
Really? That's pretty low.
Yeah, like, it's no Captain America 2.
Okay. The Winter Soldier is amazing.
Pretty damn amazing. Did you see the set photos of Crossbones?
Yes. And
did you also jizz your pants?
Yes, I did. And also Falcon.
Yeah.
Falcon looks wonderful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, all right. So, but I mean, like with the Avengers. So Joss Whedon, quit Twitter shortly after the...
But it had nothing to do with that.
It had nothing to do with that. He finally, like, kind of a couple days later came out and released some sort of statement on it.
He said it, like, working on the Avengers 2 broke him.
Because Marvel stepped in a lot, which I think would explain a lot of the things that I actually hated about it.
Right. And, I mean, he even said after the first Avengers...
Are you going to take her phone and, like, read her text messages?
I'm texting my boss
online?
And letting her know that she needs fives for the drawer tomorrow.
Oh, legitimate reason. Not trying to get laid.
Not trying to get laid!
Because, you know what? She can go home and get it. What are you doing? Why did you pull out your phone? Stop it.
You're hurting my feelings.
Why am I hurting your feelings?
Because.
This is ridiculous. Anyway. So, Joss Whedon, after the first Avengers, pretty much said, like, he was going to do one more Avengers movie and then he's done. Like,
and he did that.
And it takes so much time. And so, I mean, it's no surprise to me that he said he's kind of done in the Marvel Universe. Mm-hmm. But there was a huge, and I mean, I'll let you guys be the judge of this, feminist backlash against him on Twitter. Which
yes.
A lot of people, when he initially quit Twitter, felt like that was the reason. And mm-hmm. then he kind of came out and clarified things. How do you guys feel as feminists about
why are you
the
doing
Avengers?
Air quotes for that?
Yeah.
I didn't. I just hand
I know. I'm creating a show for the listeners.
Well, it's a false show. It's a show that doesn't exist.
Stop being a penis, Dyson.
No, I legitimately want to know. Like,
so
what were the problems that the feminists were calling him out on that you agree or disagree with, and what were maybe the problems that you guys had with the movie as feminists?
So a lot of feminists were calling out the fact that Natasha calls herself a monster because she can't have children, and that is she kind of addresses it like that's a woman's like primary life focus, and because she can't achieve that, she's a monster. I think that's where most of the backlash is coming from.
Do you feel like that's legitimately what was meant though by that?
No,
I don't believe that. Like, that part didn't really bother me in that way. Like, it bothered me in the way that, holy fuck, she's seen some shit. Dear God.
Right.
But,
and let me just kind of give you, like, as a male perspective, I never once thought that was the reason she was referring to herself as a monster. I kind of took that scene as, obviously, the Hulk has some fucking problems, right? Like, he's got his own set of problems. And then Black Widow, because we get a lot of flashbacks and a lot more like insight to her life pre-Avengers, she went through some shit. Mm-hmm. And that was just part of the shit that she went through, was the fact that she was essentially made infertile, right? Mm-hmm. As part of her, you know, initiation into the lifestyle that she chose. I never took it as that, well, that makes me a monster, that I can't have children.
Totally.
See, no, like the thing that the monster thing, I took it as that she was government created to be a killing machine, and so they took everything from her to make her that way and to keep her that way. So that's what I took the monster thing as. Like, I didn't see it having to do with anything with the.
So do you feel like that the folks on Twitter that were accosting Joss Whedon, or, you know, I mean, because people were saying some pretty horrid shit about him.
I think anytime you have, like, any person that's going to attack another person and say such horrific things is just not a good person.
I think, too, anytime you have a female in any kind of, like, movie or TV show or any kind of story, her purpose is going to be picked apart and called sexist no matter which direction you pull it. I don't think you're ever going to get that strong female character that you want so bad, you know, because this so... because you have, you know, Black Widow, and this is just her character, like, deal with it. This is the way that this story is written, and if you don't like this story, then that's too bad. Because it's not repetitive, and it's not like a repeated and repeated and repeated trope, unlike the one time where she was kind of a damsel in distress and she gets locked into that cage by Ultron.
That was such bullshit.
But, however, it's she's the only character that could logically fall in that situation.
Right.
Yeah, but they didn't even need to really have that situation. I think it would have been fine without that situation.
Yeah, not really, huh?
Right, but don't you, like, wouldn't you rather chalk that up to poor
writing?
Well, no,
they didn't. No, they did need
points?
That, though, because that's how they found out where Ultron was.
Oh.
So they did kind of need that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But right, but I think it's fair to call that out as maybe poor storytelling or poor plot points. Is it fair to call that out as anti-feminist?
Well, and that's the whole thing about, like, this movie. It the plot advanced kind of poorly. Like, the story... That's a cool thing about the first Avengers, and I hate to compare the two, but the first Avengers had a story that had to progress. The second one was a lot of fan service and a lot of story.
So much fan service.
But not a lot of plot progression.
And it feels like they cut out a lot. Like, I think that there was probably a lot more plot progression with everything with Thor. Like, they did end up cutting a shitload out.
Whatever. I'm
Loki
cool with it.
Loki was supposed to be in there. And
yeah, Loki, like... But the thing
is essentially the part that what you're supposed to take away from Thor is the fact that he has finally linked the dots on what's going on with the Infinity Stones.
Right.
And you don't really get that from the movie because they ended up on the cutting room floor.
Which is funny because like he wasn't around for Guardians of the Galaxy. How does he know about this other stone? He learned it in a dream.
Right.
And they didn't even really explain it that well in the movie because I'm sure that the scenes were cut.
So there was an article that I read about the Avengers Age of Ultron that I disagreed with like pretty much the entire fucking article because it was just one of those articles where they bitch the whole time about everything, right?
What was it?
And I really enjoyed the movie. I can't recall, and it's probably best that I don't.
So you read this article, but you don't know what it was about?
It was on, I found it on Facebook, one of our fellow
BuzzFeed.
Big Shiny Robots. It was not BuzzFeed, actually. But one of the points that they called out, and I want to know your guys' thoughts on this,
Rebecca's Snapchatting!
What?
Rebecca's Snapchatting!
God damn it, Rebecca.
I have my phone confiscated, and Rebecca can Snapchat.
You got it back. That's how you know I snapped
you.
You
got it back? Yeah. Anyway, so one of the parts that they brought up is that anytime that there is a female character in a film, that even if like the result of the film is just that they have poor character progression, poor character building, right? As a whole, the fact that that character is a woman that was subjected to that poor character building, like the poor writing, subjects it to more scrutiny.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Just because of just the environment that we live in nowadays, you know, I mean, there's a big focus on equal rights and feminism and everything like that. That if you create a movie or you write a movie and you present a movie and the movie as a whole just has poor character progression and one of those characters happens to be a woman, that aspect of it is going to be picked out and picked apart more than anything else.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, would you agree with that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I feel like in the Avengers, I mean, that was, like, one of the things that I felt like it lacked from the first one. And don't get me wrong, I loved the sequel. I thought it was fantastic. But the one thing that it missed for me from the first one is the character progression.
Yeah.
And I think all the characters suffered from it. But Black Widow is singled out because she's a woman, and everyone focuses on that and claims that it's anti-feminist.
Well, that's the thing.
It's not, like, they gave the women in the movie more things to do, but... My problem with the Black Widow story arc is the fact that they gave her that romance that I don't think was really necessary.
Yeah,
I think
the romance as a whole was really unnecessary.
It was really,
But do you disagree with that as a whole, just like on the basis of principle that like as geeks yourselves that you feel like, well, Black Widow and Hulk, that's not really like a thing.
No,
like,
it does.
And I don't really feel like that flows from all the movies that have happened since the first
Avengers.
When
it's all about poor storytelling choices, right? Because at the end of Avengers 2, Hulk, Bruce Banner, has to leave somehow. And what's going to give him, one, a reason to leave, and another, like, reason that's going to make you feel really, really sad about it, you know? And I think maybe building up, like, some kind of budding romance or the possibility of a romance.
They couldn't have just, like, had, like, a friendly connection. Like,
But Bruce leaving, and just being friends is not going to hit you as hard as like the possibility of a romance.
It really made me go.
Yeah, but you have to think about the audience. He's not writing a movie just for you.
I know, but okay. So my problem with the romance arc is the fact that you know what? If Black Widow had had more characterization and whatnot throughout the entire universe, like they started to a little bit in Cap 2. But if, like, throughout the entire universe, she had more of that characterization and everything, I would be totally fine with romance. It's still kind of weird, but, you know, shit happens. But because, like, that was their way of giving her some story, that's what makes me mad. Like, that's the way that they provide her backstory.
But does it make you mad as a feminist, or does it make you mad as just someone who's going to see a movie and you feel like it's poor storytelling?
Both.
Because I feel like there's a difference, though.
Both. No.
Both.
Yeah.
See, the movie doesn't really make me mad as a feminist. Like, at first I was mad because I'm thinking with my emotions and not, like, logically thinking through it. But it, for me and, like, my feminism point of view, like, it doesn't make me mad. It makes me mad. Like, the storytelling choices make me mad.
Okay. So do you feel like it's fair, the scrutiny that the movies come under from a feminist point of view?
I think you can't avoid it now.
Because, like, you couldn't avoid it any other way, you know? Like, look at, for instance, Gamergate and whatnot. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't avoid angry, crazy, rabid, small, loud minority.
So do you feel like it's hurting the feminist? I mean, I don't want to call it a movement because it shouldn't be a fucking movement. It should
who's hurting the feminist movement is militant feminists.
Right. Like, the ones that, like, just scrutinize everything, right? And, like,
yeah,
pick apart everything. Because, I mean, from my point of view, the whole Hulk Black Widow thing, like, I didn't really enjoy that aspect. But mostly just because it came from left field, right? Like,
yes.
I still think Black Widow has some, like, incredibly badass moments. I still think, mm-hmm. I feel like, and I could be completely wrong here, feel free to correct me, I feel like she's a strong female character. And it actually bothers me that, like, Mattel and everything, like, when they release their toys of the Quinjet, mm-hmm. that the characters...
Like Captain America gets
that Captain
the motorcycle.
America gets the motorcycle.
No, the other one is Iron Man gets the other motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on, like, which company made what.
That bothers me because... She's got that badass moment where she drops out of the Quinjet, picks up Cap's shield, and saves his ass, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, that's... With that stupid line, I always gotta be picking up after you boys. That made me mad, honestly. It's a funny line. That's really, like...
But I think it's intended to be tongue... It's a ridiculous line, yeah, but I think it's supposed
totally.
To be a
ridiculous line. I didn't take that one as, like, anything. I just thought that was, like, just cheeky line.
Like, it is cheeky, but, like, if anything's gonna make me mad, that stupid cheeky line is gonna make me mad.
And I feel like, too, like, Black Widow, I mean, if you're looking at her just in the context of Avengers 2, I don't feel like that's fair. Because if you look at Cap 2,
no,
she has got such a presence in that film, and she is by Steve Rogers' side that entire fucking movie.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing, is that, like, it's kind of like, there are multiple versions of Captain America, too. Like, in his own movies, he's kind of just like, I'm going to fuck shit up because I got to go do things.
Right.
But in these ones, he's just like, oh, nope, gotta be good,
oh,
guys.
I swore once. Oh.
Come on, that was funny, though.
That was funny. But it, like,
it
was also a callback to comics, which I thought, like, there's so much fan service in these that it kind of drove me crazy. There were some that were really well done, but there were some that I was just like, could you just not...
But also the fact that everyone was giving, like, Steve shit for saying
that was
shit.
Beautiful.
He's like, it was one time. Like, can we get over it now?
Well, and I feel like that punchline,
or
like,
said language,
in the film,
not shit. Sorry.
Where he calls them out on their language. Like, I feel like it was a punchline that was missed. Like,
Grandpa Rogers.
Well, like, I feel like it's a PG-13 movie. You get one F-bomb in there without making it hard, right?
You get two.
Yeah,
you get two? Okay. Mm-hmm. I still feel like if you had even him, like, mutter the first part of the F-bomb, throughout that, at the end of the movie, like, whenever he's in, like, some deep shit or something like that, that would have made the punchline come around. But it kind of feels like it never capitalized.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
It was very Disney.
It was very Disney.
So, given Avengers 2, are you guys still excited for Captain America Civil War?
That's not a fair question, because that's...
No, it's different directors and everything like that, but there are a lot of people...
It's basically out... Avengers 3.
Right.
Yeah, but it's better, because it's... Isn't it the Russo brothers?
Yeah.
Russo
brothers.
Yeah, it's better.
And I know we're comparing apples to oranges, right? But what I mean is, like, a lot of people are saying, like, Marvel movies have... reduced in quality.
Well, and I guess...
And so I
don't think that they've actually reduced in quality. I think the problem is that there is such an oversaturation of the superhero movie. I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm just saying that that is what's going on. And so that's why people are getting pickier and pickier, because you have to try and one-up each other every fucking time.
So I'm really excited for Civil War. For the same reason I was excited for Winter Soldier, was because those are the comics that I've read. And I know, like, what happens, and I know that story arc. Like, regular Avengers and regular Thor, regular Iron Man, I don't know what happens in those, so I'm not excited for those. But, like, I'm unfairly biased to, like, really looking forward to Civil War.
And she has such a boner for Cap.
I do.
Just Cap in general.
Mm-hmm. A virgin boner.
Yeah, I'm going to take that virginity.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah. It's going to be the best 5 seconds of my life.
I would give him a solid 15.
Just because of the super soldier serum?
Yeah, the super soldier serum. I mean, he's going to have
I'd give him an extra 10 seconds.
No, the super soldier serum, done in 10, ready to go in another 10 seconds.
That's right. That's right. Like, if anyone, you're going to benefit from that more than anybody.
Yeah. Look, oh, where are you going?
What is this?
I want cherries.
That is weird. She just wants some goddamn cherries.
She's got to get them cherries.
So can we talk about Daredevil a little bit?
Oh, my God. Yes, please.
Because I finally fucking finished it.
Yeah.
And it was goddamn amazing.
Okay, so what part did you cry the most?
None.
Not even when, spoiler alert, Ben dies?
That upset me more than anything from, like, Ben Urich plays such a large part in the Marvel Universe.
That's what I heard.
I mean, he's there. Like, he's part of the Spider-Man world. He's part of the Daredevil world. He has a very large presence in the Marvel Universe as far as, like, the ground level stuff goes.
How large?
You need to get
How large was it?
Wait, wasn't it? Were we talking about Fisk?
Daredevil.
Are we talking about Fisk, though?
Urich.
Oh. Never mind.
No, that, Urich.
No, you are.
That it upset me that he died just because I feel like there could have been more done with the character.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I would have been fine with him, you know, even in season two at some point.
Kicking it at season two, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been fine. I feel like I don't feel like his death was inappropriate, but I just felt like it was wasted. Yeah, like I feel like he could have done a little bit more, especially with Karen Page. I enjoy her character,
meh,
but I feel like there was more to learn, like more that she needed to
take away from.
Because she went from damsel in distress to, you know, working with Ben Urich to uncover all this stuff and becoming, you know, kind of a force for good, or trying to be a force for good. A little bit like that transition happened a little bit too quickly for me. That I feel like she could have spent a little bit more time under his wing, just learning about journalism and, do you know what I mean? Like, that transition just happened so fast because she went from, like, I don't know what the fuck's going on to, oh, I'm going to trick you into going to visit Wilson Fisk's mother and we're going to probe her for questions and all this kind of stuff. So I feel like the relationship between Urich and Karen Page could have been expanded on a little bit more. I really enjoyed seeing those two interact.
More than her and Foggy.
Nothing wrong with her and Foggy.
Everything is wrong.
Other than her.
Like, and Foggy. Foggy is the worst.
Foggy, I love
is not
Foggy.
The worst. I love Foggy. He's the worst.
He drives me crazy.
Why don't you like Foggy?
He is too sidekicky.
His name is Foggy.
And he's his sidekick.
Yeah, and it's too on the nose.
You're too on
Danielle.
The nose. But on the nose, Rebecca.
But in all fairness, look at the episode where he finds out that Matt's Daredevil.
God
I thought that
damn.
Was an amazing episode because Foggy is not okay with it.
No.
He's pissed off that he's been lied to for his entire
adult that was
life
okay.
by his best friend.
Yeah, that was okay.
I know how Foggy feels.
I mean, to make him like...
I'm not Daredevil.
Still died. To me, like, to truly make him, like, a sidekick to the point of fault would have been like, you're Daredevil? That's fucking awesome. I want to be in on this. But there was an entire episode dedicated to the two of them hashing out this revelation.
Oh, such a good episode. Such a good episode.
I feel like this side of the table is a little bit more on board than you are.
Sure. That's fine. Have your opinions. I'll be over here having mine.
We're having our facts.
True facts over here. That's all we dish out.
How did you guys feel about the costume?
I hated it.
I liked his Dexter style black tight knitted crew neck.
I liked that, except I didn't like the hood. Like, the thing is that I don't like the headgear on either of them.
Well, to be fair, Daredevil's headgear is stupid.
It's
overall.
Do you know what? The only thing that, like, I liked about the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie was his costume. I thought it was pretty well.
Here's why like I feel like you can't say you...
I don't disagree.
Here's why I feel like you can't say that you don't like the costume is because the costume is a character itself. The costume comes with a backstory because of the guy who made it, right?
No, I like the backstory. I just think the costume looks stupid. Like, the horns are too low on the head.
The horns on Daredevil are dumb anyway.
I actually prefer the horns in this version than the Ben Affleck version.
You're wrong!
Yeah, we're over here having facts.
That's fair. But I think the line that you have to walk with Daredevil, in the comic books, he's essentially wearing like the black uniform that he wears through 99%. What the fuck are you guys doing?
Fighting two dragons. Jerking off.
Yeah, going skiing. That he wears through 99% of this series is like the black spandex, right?
Yes.
And
in the comic books, it's essentially the red version. But as they show in the series, he gets the shit kicked out of him, right? He becomes very vulnerable. I think with Daredevil being a street level superhero, he has to have a little bit of body armor on him. He's not invulnerable.
Absolutely.
And that's what I.
Badass.
I don't remember if we talked about this when you were on Hello Sweetie, but I love the fact that he gets tired when he fights.
Yeah, he gets fucking exhausted.
I love that.
Episode 3, that hallway scene. The
he just gets so tired.
Yeah.
The
second
best
hallway scene
like,
in a
He knocks a fucking guy out and then he has to like lean up against the wall even if it's for 4
and
seconds.
Take a break.
So he can get a breath. So yeah. No, that was fucking amazing. So I don't know. I feel like the series as a whole was goddamn amazing, and I can't wait for Jessica Jones.
Oh, my God. Jessica Jones. Have you read? Oh, I asked you this, and you thought it was the TV show. Never mind.
What?
I was going to ask if you've read Alias, but you haven't, because you
haven't,
thought it
so
was
confused.
The TV show.
Yeah, that's why I never read it.
No, if you want a good comic to read, find the Alias comics.
Which I understand, reading a little bit more about the Jessica Jones series, is that they're borrowing a lot from the Alias series that she was in.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I would hope so.
Go fuck yourself.
You burnt, Tyson. You burnt.
Burnt. This is why I need another big podcast around here.
You want some ice for that burn, sir?
I'll go get you some. I'm going to need some. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the art and everything going on around us here at Matagogo. So stick around.
BRB, bitches.
Hi, this is Mike Pilot.
And this is Brian Young with the Full of Sith podcast.
And Kinsetta Parker couldn't join us for this little promo right now. She had to run off and do some important work at Rancho Obi-Wan. But let me tell you, if you listen to our podcast, Full of Sith, these are the kind of things that you're going to hear.
Yeah, that's basically his entire move. That's what he does. J.J. Abrams makes movies that feel like Spielberg.
Because if you work at Lucasfilm for almost a decade, it's kind of like beaten into you. It's like boot camp.
But I like that movie, and I think most people do. And you shouldn't let that kind of stuff get to you. And you don't want to know what his reaction was?
It's a dream come true! I'm on a Tauntaun!
No, he knew he was going to make it. He did the electric slide before. He knows what it's like to do the big... What is that called? The big wet and ride or whatever it's called?
The slipping slide?
Yeah, the slipping
slide.
Yeah. He knew. He knew what he was doing.
He knew. He absolutely knew.
I was going to say, the worst thing Luke lost there was his masturbation hand. And then they gave him a robotic hand that probably doesn't get tired. And I probably shouldn't have said that, but it's true. I don't know. He handled it better, Travis.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm leaving it back at the loss of his hand.
Once more, the Sith will rule the galaxy. And we shall have peace.
The Full of Sith Star Wars podcast. You can check us out on iTunes or fullofsith.com. We're everywhere.
And you're Full of Sith.
Well, we are recording live from the Matagogo Geeks Group show. Things are kind of wrapping up here a little bit. We've all kind of... Rebecca, have you had a chance to go around and look at...
Not really.
All the goings-on. But, I mean, you can see a lot from here.
Yeah.
Danielle's been here for a while. What are some of the standout things that you guys have seen here?
All the Martians attacks, like Mars attacks ones.
Martians. The Martians attack.
The Martians attack.
I want to hit you.
Okay,
so bad.
So you like the Mars attack stuff.
Yeah, the Mars attack stuff is really awesome. There's kind of like the Rosie the Riveter looking one with the chick with the big, huge bouffant hairdo that's really neat. And I really like the Air Martian.
The Michael Jordan.
Uh-huh. The Michael Jordan, like Nike, like classic. Looking thing.
I like those as well. We are surrounded by lightsabers.
They're pretty cool looking.
They are.
Spray painted lightsabers.
There's no Mace Windu though.
I like the spray painted blaster on the High West thing.
Yeah, done by the same artist.
Yeah.
Gabrielle Garcia.
I like it.
Is it Gabrielle or Gabriel?
Gabriel. As in the male version.
Yeah. He's
you
said Gabriel.
I'm sorry. Gabriel.
Stop drinking.
Gabrielle.
I haven't had a drink since like we started. Rebecca, what are you digging?
That High West blaster guy.
She said that already.
I need to go look at Lucas's stuff because I like his Spider Gwen.
The Spider Gwen is really great. They have prints for sale.
The Ackleys are quite talented.
They are.
The Ackleys are a talented family.
It's disgusting, but also really nice.
Yeah, it's disgusting nice.
But your wife's stuff is really great too.
Yeah, when's she gonna make me a thing?
We just talked about that.
Yeah, I know, but now we're going to talk about it on air.
Well, okay. So she listens to the podcast, so if you want to make a proposal.
Our podcast, Hello Sweetie Podcast?
She listens to both of our podcasts,
actually. Can I have a Captain Marvel something? Tiff.
I think she'll do it for you.
Yeah. I mean, you can come be on the show regardless. Hello, Sweetie. Not this show.
Not this shit show. This is pretty much Hello, Sweetie. This is like me guesting on Hello, Sweetie again, minus Crystal.
Aw. I love Crystal.
She gonna hook me up.
With what?
Nothing.
Oh.
Sandwiches.
Okay.
Tote sandwiches. Yeah, so Tiff, my wife, has two kick-ass pieces here, so one of kick-ass and one of hit-girl.
I was like, there.
And then
there.
She also do the Frenchie.
She also, and then, yeah, the Frenchie in the middle there, which has sold, actually.
Ooh.
Which sold, and then two other people have approached Eric, who is part owner of Modagogo, and said if the sale falls through that they want to buy it. So,
wow.
And then one of the other people hunted Tiffany down and said, I really like your Frenchie. I wanted to buy it. Clearly it's sold. So will you do me a Rizzo commission? So,
yes!
So she's going to be doing a Rizzo now.
Wow.
Rizzo's the best.
Way to go, everybody.
Yeah. So.
Grease needed to be about Rizzo and the Pink Ladies. Like, Sandy is the worst character in history. I'm going to change everything about myself just to appease a man.
Just to appease a man.
It's the Little Mermaid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love the Little Mermaid.
But the Little Mermaid is okay, and she ends up like dying.
What?
In the original?
Well, yeah, in the original.
Well, right, but we're
and Cinderella's stepsisters chop her feet off.
No. One of them chops off her heels, and the other one chops off her toes.
Bits of her feet.
She has two stepsisters.
Bits of their feet. What's a fairy tale?
And then they get their eyes plucked out by birds.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. E-tale.
That's all I have to say about it.
So dark. I like the Super RuPaul.
I was going to say, I like the RuPaul, Supergirl.
Beautiful.
That one's pretty great. Bill Galvin, who's a regular here, he's got a Joker piece, a Batman piece from the
really
Michael
good.
Keaton,
yes.
Jack Nicholson era. So that's great.
I like Heather's little Rolly droid.
BB-8?
Yeah. Sure.
Do you even Star Wars, bro?
No, I don't.
What are these swords called again?
Those
laser
those
swords.
Are laser swords, yes. Laser with a Z.
Laser swords.
Laser swords.
Laser swords, yes.
We're going to go see Mad Max really soon.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. You guys excited?
You're going to come
yes.
with?
Maybe. I don't have tickets. You know, you guys already have tickets?
Yeah, we do.
Reserve seating tickets?
Yep.
Like, I don't want to be sitting by myself like, hey, Rebecca,
I'm sure we could.
Wasn't that baller as shit?
I'm sure there might be like one empty seat because nobody, who wants to be that dick that buys like the seat right next to us?
I'm pretty sure it might be full. But we can look it up.
Did you get aisle seats?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. I'm just making sure.
You guys
no.
Valley Fair.
Valley Fair?
I like that you immediately go, Mwah, but then I watched this thought process happen on your face.
Oh my God, that's a little closer to home.
Because usually Valley Fair Mall used to be like really shitty, right?
And so, it still is, but the movie theater.
But the movie theater is super
awesome.
Nice. So yeah. Watching me say Valley Fair Mall and it registering in your face, like, ugh, oh, wait a minute, okay. That was fun for me.
I'm super judgmental.
That was
I
fun
work
for
right
me.
By Valley Fair. I'm around that area.
The Valley Fair.
The Valley Fair. What's that for?
Why do you work in Valley?
Why do you even work?
She just said.
I work
the hoity-toity part of town.
I work all the way up at near the canyon.
Oh yeah, you do hairs. Yeah. I always forget that for some reason, but I always remember that Rebecca does dog food.
I see who you care about most. It's fine.
It has nothing to do with that.
It's
just
fine.
Like interests, you know. I've got my mini bun.
I know. It's pretty bad.
I know.
When are you going to cut that?
There. Never.
Why?
I don't know.
Please.
No.
Let Danielle do it. She's got her scissors.
Do you know what? I need to go to St. George and find my old GameStop manager and take a picture of his hair and show you what you're starting to look like.
Is it really that bad?
It's getting there, buddy. I love you, and that's why I'm being honest with you.
Yeah, but
she's just looking out for you.
I'm married, and the wife doesn't hate it. So
yeah, but she doesn't
she
like
does.
It.
Yeah, but she doesn't like
she
it.
She actually said she does.
She's just saying that.
She's trying to just
she
make
you
feel
might be,
better.
But that's like that's
she
the
knows that it's
that
not
counts.
Going away. Like no matter what,
that could be it. That could be part of it. I don't know.
Tiffany, the epitome of cuteness, is also the epitome of being nice to her husband.
But Tiffany is super duper. Like, her hair is super cute.
Yeah.
She doesn't like it short.
Oh, it looks looks so cute.
Yeah, she's wanting to grow it back out.
That's fine.
She's not pleased.
The trials of us women who cut our hair short.
That was really fun, like chopping off Rebecca's hair.
It was really fun, and then it was really sad.
You're like, this is so much. Oh.
My hair's finally growing again, so that's nice.
Was it not growing?
Yeah, it stopped growing. It stops growing after a while. Like, it grows the regrowth, but it breaks off on the ends because I have really fragile hair. It's super dry.
It'll happen to you too, Tyson, if you keep growing out your hair.
It's coming. It's going to keep growing. Oh, the big shiny robot. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I want him.
Yeah, we talked about
him. No, he's ours. So it's...
Oh, we talked about it off air.
There was a deal that Marcus, co-owner of Matagogo, made this for us. It only took him about a year, but he finally completed it. And it is property of BSR now, so we'll be taking that to all of our remotes.
And that's got $1 million, because that's what it's listed for.
That's right. So if someone were to actually buy it for $1 million, we actually get 1% of that. So, but time is ticking down. It is 9 o'clock. The show's wrapping up. I don't think it's going to sell. So either way, though, we get an awesome piece of art.
$1 million, please.
You don't have $1 million.
I declare bankruptcy.
Just so I can buy that. Declare bankruptcy.
Oh, Lord.
Dear Lord. Get out of here. What are we going to do?
I really don't have anything else to talk about. Let's just...
You know what? This was a pleasure.
You brought us here. Keep us entertained.
I know, but
are you not
my plan involved Jimmy.
Here we are now. Entertain us.
Shut up, Nirvana.
I did Gladiator.
In case you missed it.
I'll be honest. Like, just it being the three of us, like, threw me through a loop.
Yeah, and it's
a very fun loop.
Yeah, no,
like
it was a roller coaster. It was an enjoyable loop.
Just kidding. Good. Roller coasters are terrifying.
I love roller coasters.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, thanks for listening to the Hello Big Shiny Sweetie podcast. What are we calling this?
Big Shiny Sweetie.
Big Shiny Sweetie podcast.
This is Big Sweetie.
Big Sweetie. Signing off. We'll catch you guys next month.
Later, boners.
Thank you for listening to the Big Shiny Podcast. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please leave us a rating and a review. The Big Shiny Podcast is brought to you by the Bohemian Brewery, located at 94th East, 7200 South in Midvale, Utah, and you can find them online at bohemianbrewery.com. We're also brought to you by superherostuff.com and secretcompassonline.com. And be sure to check out bigshinyrobot.com and visit our podcast page for some more great podcasts in the Big Shiny Robot podcast family.